Good evening, everyone. This is Mellow Max, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My show is called Highly Recommended. It is full of all of the music that I recommend highly. And tonight, I have a really fun show set up for everyone. Starting us off in about half an hour, we're going to have Jared Goldman playing a set here in the studio and chatting about music and Boston and a whole bunch of other things. And then at 8:20, I will be interviewing Makeout Palace, and then they will be playing a set on the Town with Mikey D later tonight at 10:30. So stick around. It's going to be a long one, but it's going to be a good night full of lots of good music. And starting us off, we're going to have Danielle Dominguez with Over the Nest.
Sometimes it's true, rapture is new. I see Fifth Avenue, the same petition crew. Sun drowns the rest, evaluate the next.
Tomorrow it will never last. The future past. musicians in the room, we're having us a good time. We sing, good times, good times. The night we were high, floating with our feet in the sand. We sing, good times, good times. We sing, good times, good times. Good times, good times, good times, good times. We sing, good times in love.
Some noise for Sam Wilkes, and let's thank Philly's finest Alice Cohen for her gentle rumination. Nice organ solo, Alice. Let's see what's next. Merrily Armstrong Real, it's all you, my friend.
Those last couple of songs were after Danielle Dominguez starting off the set with Over the Nest. We had another local artist named Cole Fanning with Seasons. That one was released just recently, I believe, earlier this year. And before that was The Inside Out, another local. Since we say all of New England is local here, as long as you're not like, you know, New York isn't quite local, that's kind of pushing it. But all of New England, it's local to Boston. It's where you're going to come for the big concerts anyway. So that was The Inside Out with Good Times hailing from Connecticut. And after that, Zach Phillips with Interrupted. And I believe Zach Phillips is based in New York. Coming up next, Mr. Davis.
My
Hello. Oh, there we go. Sorry about that, guys. That was just the new single from Focus. That's right, the same Focus of Hocus Pocus from the 70s that came out on last Friday. That was called Focus 13. They're based in the Netherlands. And before that was Mr. Davis with Old Ways. I think that he is based in Texas, if I recall. And coming up next, we're going to have funk, boogie soul sounds from Sanedin. And they're based in, let's see, somewhere not near here, I believe. Oh yeah, Australia, not very close at all. Sanedin, here's Mama Told Me.
Told me when I was a child, don't you ever let go.
All right, guys. Oh, excuse the voice crack there. We just had Wombo with Snakey, and before that was Turbo Nut with Dregs. And now it's time to hear a quick PSA, and then we will hand things over to Jared. All right, getting free information about diabetes just got easier. Call the National Diabetes Education Program at 1-888-693-NDEP or click www.yourdiabetesinfo.org. Public service message from your friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Hey, Jared, how's it going?
Good. How's it going, Max?
Good, thank you. All right, so you are going to play some music for us. How long have you been playing guitar?
I've been playing guitar for going on 10 years now, actually.
Wow.
Which is amazing given how bad I am at guitar.
And so your other instrument's saxophone, right?
Yeah.
Yes. How long have you been playing sax?
Oh gosh, that one's closer to 18 years at this point. So yeah. I love that thing.
Yeah, I've been playing about as long, and it's funny because the line that you said about guitar is the line that I have about saxophone.
Yeah.
Yeah, amazing that I'm as bad as I am. But no, I heard you during our sound check, and I think that you sounded great. Before we get things started, where can listeners find you?
So right now I have one song out on the Spotify's under my band Bird Alert. It's called Like Do. I'm going to be playing it towards the end of the set. So
cool.
Yeah, it's out online as well.
Fantastic.
And there's a SoundCloud as well, but I will not be giving that away because that is embarrassing.
the name of it?
Oh, no, just the contents. It's from high school, and so you know how these things go.
Absolutely. Very nice. Yeah. Do you have anything that you want to say about your music before you get started?
I'll let it speak for itself at first, and then once you get a sense of what it is, then some fun factoids, some background info might be forthcoming. We'll see.
Fantastic. All right. Let's go for it.
Okay. Loving you, it's the hardest thing I do. Oh, loving you brings the ground up to our knees. But together we sing in harmony. Them same old song, just spoken differently. Well, the sand falls down, the leaves build up, the world turns round till it drops us on our feet again. Well, your love sparks my eyes now, and your love turns me round and round, and your loving makes me smile now, darling. Oh, your love, 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 love. You and I, we were meant to be. Oh, but as it stands, I can't see it differently. Well, the sand falls down, the leaves feet again while your love sparks my eyes down. And your love turns me round and round. And your loving makes me smile now, darling. Oh, your love, 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 love. Well, music is a secret sauce. It cuts right through a bit of loss. Now we're jamming with our friends down a golden road with no end. Said your loving sparks my eyes now, and your love turns me round and round, and your loving makes me smile now, darling. Oh, your love, 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 love. Said your loving sparks my eyes now, and your love turns me round and round, and your loving makes me smile now, darling. Oh, your love, 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 love.
I did tell you that chair was going to be creaky.
Oh, this one? I think it adds to the effect, you know, like...
It's, yeah, freeform radio.
Yeah, I feel like it's sort of like a ghost story station.
Oh, well, I did do a ghost story last month, but that's a different story. Or 2 months ago. Anyway, as you were, that was a good start.
Okay, yeah, awesome. Yes. Thanks. That one's the one I'm always like, oh, my voice is not suited for this kind of music, but you just got to embrace it. Just got to embrace it. So that was like a sad, happy song, and now this is a sad, sad song. It's about losing your dog in the breakup. Come dog on blues.
You used to be my sweetheart, used to be my babe. You up and left me, nearly sent me to my grave. Well, I don't want you around, but I need my little hound. Well, you're gone with the moon, stay out until nine. I know where you're going, and you know I know your line. Well, a pup will sit beside me until you tuck your tail and come. Well, she's the sweetest creature that I've ever known. Always runs out the back door, but she always comes back home. Well, you know, you could learn from her. Instead, you've left me here alone. Said you used to be my sweetheart, used to be my babe, till you up and left me, nearly sent me to my grave. Well, I don't want you around, but I need, yes, I need my little hound.
Yeah, with that little creak of the chair at the end, worked out nicely. That one, again, was Doggone Blues. The first song was Your Love. And now next up, a nice and chill song that I wrote for my prom date. Your door about trying to make something work that sure is not gonna work. And now, in a similar vein, this one's basically strangers. It started slowly, fed by loneliness and fear. I caught you smiling, and you seemed eager to hear the rivers rising, and I can't hear you anymore. I thought I lost you, but I never had before, 'cause we're basically strangers.
Shaving a queen bed for the night. We're basically strangers, yeah, yeah. Until you free your mind, said we're basically strangers. Sharing a queen bed for the night, yeah, we're basically strangers. Until you free your mind. 1 o'clock in the morning, just the three of us alone in the backseat, heading anywhere but home, grabbing his shoulder. Yeah, the one you never hold. I stare out the window, trying to fight off the cold. Cause we're basically strangers, sharing a queen bed for the night. We're basically strangers, yeah, yeah. Until you free your mind, say we're basically strangers. Sharing a queen bed for the night. We're basically strangers. Until you free your mind. But now you're dreaming, your head resting on my thigh, premonitions chasing each other out of my mind. I know you love him, the man with those golden eyes, but he don't want you, cause he's trapped inside your mind. We're basically strangers, sharing a queen bed for the night. We're basically strangers, yeah, yeah. Until you free your mind, said we're basically strangers, sharing a queen bed for the night. We're basically strangers. Oh, until you free your mind.
All right, that one, if you didn't get the hint, was basically strangers. And I'm going to do the next one. By the way, my name is Jared Goldman. You can listen to music that I make at Bird Alert on Spotify. And I'm also playing around town sometimes with that band, as well as the band Further Notice, doing some funky stuff, as well as this folky stuff. So the next one up is another folky number. This one I wrote for my mom for her birthday, about her trip across the country and around the sun. It's called I-40 Line.
Came up where they come down, those angels from the sky, walking on past the movie stars. You know she ain't ever bad at night, and you can feel that Pacific breeze just running through her hair, chasing her down, so pull it up. No, she ain't got a care. And said if my mind was the USA, you know I'd travel far away and follow that I-40 line back from where she came. Well, her mom and pop packed up the van, said we gotta get moving on. They headed up to Davistown with Therapy the dog. But leaving LA was hard, you know. Little Annie was feeling blue. She missed the sea and the stars so bright, but most of all, a little Sue. And said if my mind was the USA, you know I'd travel far away. I followed that I-40 line back from where she came. I said if my mind was the USA, you know I'd travel far away. I followed that I-40 line. coming back from where she came. Well, that girl had a rambling heart and a pair of restless legs. They took her up and down from Mexico to Monterey, until she met a southern boy, another traveling soul. They hit it off and headed out, set down the road to go. And if my mind was the USA, you know I'd travel far away. I'd follow that I-40 line back from where she came. I said if my mind was the USA, you know I'd travel far away. I'd follow that I-40 line back from where she came. Well, now she settled down in old Caroline, but for how long I don't know. Until that Pacific song sets her back on the road. I said if my mind was the USA, you know I'd travel far away. I followed that I-40 line back from where she came. I said if my mind was the USA, you know I'd travel far away. I followed that I-40 line back from where she came. I said back from where she came. Yeah, back from where she, back from where she, back from where she came.
Woo!
You.
All right. That's a fun excellent. One. That is a fun one.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say that about my own songs, but I think it's a fun one.
Well, is that one of the questions that I like to ask a lot of the time is like, what's your favorite song to play live?
Ooh. I mean, I think The Closer is a really fun one to play live because it just has such a buildup and such good energy. That one's a fun one. Also one of mine, Joanna, later on, it's also a little bit more bluegrassy and it's nice.
Very nice, yeah. And so in addition to making your own music, you're also involved with organizing locally. What have you been doing? And yeah.
So I have this little organization called Camberville Community Music that I use to kind of organize my organizing, which I think is really necessary because otherwise it ends up looking like my bedroom full of like receipts and laundry strewn about. But yeah, recently this past weekend we had a little block party by right by Linkin Park in Somerville, and I've been doing some stuff through Culture House over the course of the year, hosting house shows and open mics. So I don't know, I just love being a part of music, and it takes a lot of people to make music happen.
For sure.
The musicians are just one piece in the puzzle.
Yeah. Camberville Music?
Yeah, Camberville Community Music. It's Camberville Music on Instagram if that's your preferred mode, but not going to shill too hard.
Oh, you're allowed. That's what the radio is for. Go on and plug yourself. Shameless self-promotion.
Yeah, there we go. I have shame all the time, but it can never be shameless.
It is tough. Let's see. Do you have any, or do you have any upcoming shows?
It's a good question. Do I have any upcoming shows? I think we're playing a block party with one of my other bands on the 27th of July.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be a further notice. So if you're interested in that, there'll be some more information upcoming. We just recently had the great fortune of having someone volunteer to be our social media manager, which is huge.
That's exciting.
For a local band, because we're a bunch of guys who don't like using social media. So it's really nice when someone says they want to help.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And so where, what group is that?
That's called Further Notice. We play like funk tunes and mostly instrumental, but sometimes we get vocalists around. Definitely a party band.
Gotcha.
It's a fun time.
I heard you say Further Notice, and I thought that you were just saying, oh, yeah, I'll tell you more information about that later. But,
I guess that's a good double entendre there with the
band.
It is,
for sure. And let's see. I had another question along those lines. Oh, yeah, sure. What other projects are you involved with?
Yeah, so I do some songwriting, and I've been releasing that and playing around with that under the Bird Alert name lately. So that band is really fun. It's sort of like a collection of musicians. It's never the same any gig. We kind of always have a different lineup, and usually we haven't practiced all the songs with all the people who are on stage at that time. But I have a good Google Drive, and everyone knows how to learn charts, so it really comes together, and we have a great time. That band played at the Block Party last weekend, and Further Notice is a funk group, and we do like jammy, funky, kind of new age stuff, like Wolfpack or Hiatus Coyote or Alpha Mist or Stevie Wonder. So a lot of the classics. And then I'm trying to think if there's anything else. That's it at the moment. And I guess the Cambrierville community music takes up a good amount of time, but that's not directly making music, just sort of facilitating.
You know, feeling shame and promoting other people's music, I'm all about that. That sounds great.
Exactly. That helps me balance the shame of promoting myself, as I'm like, okay, at least I'm helping other people too.
For sure. For sure. And so beyond promoting, do you have a favorite part about making and playing music in general?
Yeah, beyond promoting. Yeah, that promoting, definitely my favorite part of it, for sure.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, but I love the communication aspect of music, especially when you're able to play and jam with a group of people who are really good listeners. It's really like inspirational to like be trading ideas around, and it's a very unspoken language. And you can make little jokes and kind of talk back and forth with each other, and it's really fun.
For sure.
I guess I come up in a bit of a jazz background, so that's where that desire comes from as well.
Mm-hmm. A bit of improv and musical ping pong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, I think that you've got some more songs for us. You want to play some of those?
Yeah, I sure do.
Fantastic.
This next one is a sad one, but that's most of the music I write.
When we walk those final steps, no one can look away. Wish they'd watched her as she stepped that day before yesterday. Like two trains on the same line that crossed once upon a time. No one knows where they're from, only where they join. She ran down them tracks, pouring love by the ton. Oh, no, caught a fire, that fine woman's flame, just joy and peace and love. Well, the shepherd's bark is worse than his bite, and a bite don't hurt half bad.